I know my brother would be so amazed to see all these people here today, because he never wanted to be the center of attention, ever. I mean, he would be hiding in the back. He didn't even like to have his picture taken. He was such a great person. I think all of you that knew Bill, I really was racking my brain all week long, and I may not be able to finish all that I want to say, and I may come back. I may have to take a break and come back. But he was the greatest person I've ever known. He may not have been famous. He may not have been rich. But he had all the values of the greatest person. He was honest. He was true. He was smart. He was never boastful. He was loving. He was kind. He was a wonderful storyteller. He was just embracing to our whole family. We grew up, I'm the oldest sister, and we grew up a family of three. And my sister and I, when we were going down to break the news of Bill's death to my mother, we saw the little triptych that she has on her desk table. And it's of all of us when we were 5 years old. Interesting enough that we're all spaced 5 years apart. So whenever Mom was about to get lonely, she'd have another child. So at any rate, when we all reached kindergarten, there was always somebody to take our place until Linda was born, and then she just decided to stop. So at any rate, Bill has been in my life since I can really remember. I mean, he's always been a part of my life. And we never had fights growing up. I think because we were spread so far apart and we were girl, boy, girl, we just always got along, and we rooted each other on, you know, just for our whole lives. And I'm sure my sister Linda would agree. We always got along so well. And to this day, we have always gotten along so well. Bill was a shy little boy until he went to school. And he got into kindergarten, and my mother went in for, you know, a teacher conference. And she said, "We're not talking about the same little boy." Apparently, he was the star of the class. And people were always attracted to him, even when he was in kindergarten. He was like a magnet. He attracted people. And he often said to me, "Carol, I'm an introvert." And I said, you know, it was hard for me to believe he really was an introvert. I know he liked to be alone with nature on a lot of occasions, and that's why he chose the work he had. But he really was a person that attracted people. He was a great leader. He went to first grade, and by the time he was 6 or 7, he could memorize all the presidents of the United States, all the capitals of the world. He had this love of history, love of reading, and to this day, just, you know, he'd take the New York Times and he'd devour the Sunday edition all week long. By the time he got to junior high, we all realized that he had been the one that had been given my father's ear for music. Played the sax, played the clarinet. He was just so gifted. Then he goes to high school, and my husband and I are reading his essays. I mean, he could have been a J.D. Salinger. He wrote essays that would blow you off the wall. I mean, it was just amazing. And then my dad died when he was just 17. It was a tragedy. It was 6 months before I got married. And by golly, didn't Bill just become our rock in the middle of our family? And he walked me down the aisle. And then a few years later, my husband had started a job in New Jersey, and he came to pick me up at the hospital because my husband wasn't able to get away when I had my second child. And then, several years later, he came and walked my sister down the aisle. He had to be an adult. He had to be somebody twice his age before he really was there. But he got a full scholarship to Washington Lee, and he and Diane got married when they were still in college, and we just love Diane. She's like a sister to me. I mean, I don't even like to say sister-in-law because she's like a sister to me. She's just wonderful. And then they had their two wonderful, wonderful children, Aaron and Henry. And Bill was so proud of his family. I mean, we would talk for hours on the telephone, and he would just say all the great things about his family. So even though we didn't see each other as often as we would like, I felt like I was with them all the time. They are great kids. Diane is the greatest. I just want to say, we were so lucky that we visited with Diane and Bill 3 weeks ago. Little did I know at that time that that would be the last time I saw my brother. But we were all planning for my niece's Jill's, her wedding next month. And we were so happy we were going to get the family all together. Because the last time our family all got together was when my daughter, Stacy, got married 18 years ago. And we thought it was time. My mother has 10 grandchildren, and Stacy got married when she, you know, kind of at an ordinary time. Nobody else has decided to get married. So we were all planning for that wedding. And, there's going to be a hole in our hearts for a long time. It's going to be hard to get over this loss. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I just want to say, my brother was the smartest, the most honest, the most unflappable, and he would never be pushed to do something he did not want to do. And he loved people. And I can't say enough good things about my brother, and I'm sure my sister Linda would agree, and my mother, of course. He was too wonderful. He just was too wonderful. And, you know, I don't know that there ever would have been a time it would be right to lose Bill, but he certainly did go too early because I just wanted years and years more of him. And we're going to miss you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.